And welcome back to WSHIT's News at 7:30. It's news you can use before you snooze. And now, Karen and Denise inside of the Crabapple Center Street Studios.
Cue them to two. We're going on to shooting.
We'll try to get that story for you in a moment. Yeah, we'll try to get that for you in a couple minutes.
Keep them right here. One, pick up
also,
Susan.
Also, another shooting, this one in North Carolina.
Check your focus, camera one.
Six wounded after a man armed with three guns started shooting
at a
restaurant.
Do we have anybody in tape yet?
Nolan.
Roll B.
Nothing's loaded. Nothing is loaded. Nobody's sitting here.
Keep it right here. One, give me a shot of Marianne on a card. Give me an insert on one. Give me an insert on one. Pull out one. Hold right there. Ready, one?
The man is in custody tonight.
Turn over to one. Take
well,
one. Turn to one.
That's true.
We're in a pack.
Budget reaction.
Just a minute. Just a minute.
Quickly.
65. It's not loaded. 65.
Quickly.
Coming to B. I'm loading it now.
In where?
B. Give her a stretch.
Ready, B?
Give her a stretch.
Stretch it just
big
a sec.
Stretch.
Roll it. Roll B. Roll B. Stand
rolling,
by B.
Rolling.
And take B. What the
biggest losers so are probably
B.
the Democrats from conservative
B boy, where the fuck is the tape person
yes.
for Christ's sake?
Like
this is B boy.
Who's
let's just go on.
District hates the
you figure out what you want to
rich.
Do and then tell me.
And I guess we'll be back with WSHIT's news at 7:30, the most professional news crew anywhere in Crabapple. Be back right after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
Oh, yes. Harry was, he really made, I think, the Cubs are legendary in part because of Harry Carey.
Yeah.
The Cubs always sucked. They never spent any money on the team. They didn't even have lights until like 1997, right? So it was all day games. And, you know, people would stand on the top of the buildings behind the famous ivy-covered walls back there and the bleachers. Became this very wonderful place. You had to go to a Cubs game in the bleachers, right?
Uh-huh.
Because Harry Carey would sing at the end of the, you know, the seventh day, take me out to the ball game.
Wasn't he drunk a lot?
He was drunk always.
Okay.
Always. He actually became a sponsor for Budweiser.
Okay.
And with great reason.
Go away, will you? You're killing me.
Oh, but it's a wonderful death. Hey, Rosen, break it up. Get going.
Hey, you two assholes. What do you think this is, a movie? Stop talking like a couple dandies and get on with work. I want you to take me back to the station. I want you to call the police. Well, razzle dazzle do. Play me another slow New Orleans jazz tune, because that says sex in these movies.
I'm expecting Mae West to like pop
I know.
Out.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl. Get out of there. You're in trouble,
You're right.
young lady.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
It's another episode of The Commercial Break.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley and...
Happy holidays.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
The best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us for yet another episode of The Commercial Break. We keep making them. You keep listening to them. I don't know how that works.
Another one.
We are cat's dick away from 1 million listeners, and it's just unbelievable. I just can't believe it. I'm like, I'm so excited.
I know. Woo-hoo! It's exciting.
I don't know why. It's like watching that odometer turn on your car, and I keep on watching. I'm like, 999? Just need it. 7 more months and we'll be at 1 million.
Yes.
Two a day. Two people a day listening to this show.
That's right.
Congratulations. My dad is probably one of them.
Yeah.
For cursing the day he had decided to have a child at all. Oh, poor dad. Oh, dad.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say this, and I hope that you will agree with me.
Okay. Let's see. What do you got?
When I was a child, yet a ye little boy, I grew up in a place called Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did I love living in Chicago. I mean, I like being from Chicago. It just makes me feel good about myself. I don't know why, but people from Chicago I think are cool, and Chicago's a cool town. And you know, when someone says they're from Chicago, you're like, wow, great, you from Chicago? Who knew? We grew up in that little town of Oak Forest, out a little bit outside of the actual city of Chicago, but you know, it's still Chicago. It's a suburb area. We used to listen religiously to WGN, which carried the Cubs. And the very famous broadcaster, Harry Carey.
Harry Carey.
I'm a Bud man. I'm a Cubs fan.
Is that what he would say?
Oh, yes. Harry was, he really made, I think, the Cubs are legendary in part because of Harry Carey.
Yeah.
The Cubs always sucked. They never spent any money on the team. They didn't even have lights until like 1997, right? So it was all day games. And, you know, people would stand on the top of the buildings behind the famous ivy-covered walls back there. And the bleachers became this very wonderful place. You had to go to a Cubs game in the bleachers, right? Because Harry Carey would sing at the end of the, you know, the 7 day, take me out to the ball game.
Wasn't he drunk a lot?
He was drunk always. Okay. Always. He actually became a sponsor for Budweiser. Okay. And with great reason. Because he was always, I mean, listen, he had to suffer through 30 years of the Cubs losing.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
He would just get shit-faced. But he was the greatest color commentary announcer of all time, in my opinion, for baseball. And I've listened to a lot of baseball on the radio over the years. And I think part of the reason why I'm so in love with baseball on the radio is because of Harry Carey.
Sure.
And it was always on in my house. Baseball season, every single game, most of them in the afternoon, would be on somewhere in the house or my grandma's house or whatever because of Harry Carey. And one of the favorite traditions for anyone that goes to a Cubs game was hearing Harry Carey sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah, that's a fun song.
He made that song famous.
Mm-hmm.
So the seventh inning stretch would come and Harry Carey would get the crowd all riled up on the loudspeaker and he'd be like, all right, let me hear you in the bleachers. No. Ah, two, three. Lucky not to fall out of the actual suite, right? Take me out to the ball game. Give me another fun one. Take me out to the good night, Dicks. You know, I mean, he was just like, he's just like a gruff, rough, old, drunk man who was singing to the crowd, these huge glasses on his face, and he was just a lovely human being. Since he passed away years ago, it now become a tradition to have celebrities and such come up and do the seventh inning stretch. You know, the way that Harry would do it, giving their best ode to Harry.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've fallen way down the ladder now because yesterday or a couple of days ago fallen way down the ladder. Okay. I mean, at first it was like Eddie Vedder doing it for the World Series, you know, Bill Murray doing it a couple of times. I mean, you know, Chevy, it was just like unbelievable superstars, guys and girls that you would associate with the city of Chicago, you know, doing their best. Take me out to the ball game in honor of Harry Carey.
Nice.
Well, a couple days ago or a week ago or whatever this airs, they had Conor fucking McGregor, who I think quite frankly is a douche canoozle, in my personal opinion. I know he would kick my ass. I know he would, in one punch, would knock all of us out. Like, everybody in the house could line up and one punch he would knock us all out. I'm not arguing his fighting abilities. I'm saying he's a douche canoozle in real life. Mm-hmm. He's got that fucking whatever Jack Daniels
like
ripoff. Yeah, he's just like running around, beating people up, screaming and yelling, you know, just acting like a real fucking lug nut.
Yeah.
Now, he's probably got brain damage like the rest of the people who get taken hits in the head. And he's got way more money than I do. I mean, he's like, he's so well, more well-to-do than I am. And so I'm just a little plebe that's basically, you know, bitching and complaining about one thing and one thing only. And this solidifies, in my opinion, the douchery that is Conor McGregor. So Conor McGregor was asked to do the seventh inning stretch. Let me give you the Harry Carey rendition first.
Okay.
All right. Let me hear you. Good and loud. A one. A two. A three. Take me out to the ball game.
Cubbies.
If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
you get it. Listen to that. That's like 1990 something.
That's what it should sound like.
Yeah, that's what it should sound like. The crowd is going crazy. It's probably a Tuesday afternoon in July, right. And the Cubs are like, 67 games behind first place. Like, I mean, it's just like, but listen to the crowd. They are so excited about Harry Carey, and Harry's just playing it up, and he's,
it's a fun time.
Fucking, soaked in whiskey, and he's just like, Now, let's hear Conor McGregor's rather underwhelming rendition of Take Me Out. By the way, these guys, they never asked 33 Penis to play.
Yeah, I know.
33 Penis never got their chance to sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
I mean, it's a travesty.
If you haven't associated the commercial break with Chicago yet, I'm just hint, hint.
Attention, Chicago! The mic is back, and so are the Cubs. Let's go, Chicago Cubs!
What the fuck do you have to do with Chicago?
I'm here with Mateo, here with Kieran. We're gonna sing the song. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. So let's root Cubbies.
Okay, the best part about that was "Let's Go Chicago."
Yeah, the best part about that was the ending.
Exactly.
I mean, it sounded like he was like, "What was that song that he was singing?" That's not even the same. Chords. It's like I don't even know where he's going with that song. It's like he's singing A B C D E F G. Like, take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. He's probably also whiskey soaked. That is the worst fucking rendition I've ever heard of that song. And I've heard some pretty bad renditions of that song. And I would vote that next time the good people at Wrigley Field, who long since changed. I mean, now Wrigley Field is like a cash cow with, million dollar apartments hanging over it.
Right.
But the good people at Wrigley Field, whoever makes these kind of decisions, thinks a little bit next time. Maybe you have somebody sing it to you before you actually invite them to come up and sing it. Or maybe you give them a couple of lessons and show them a couple of Harry Carey videos and make sure they're not totally fucking tone deaf before you decide to send them up there and slaughter that song. That is sacred. It's a sacred cow, and we don't want it slaughtered. I'm just saying, as a Cubs fan, one Cubs fan to another, that was fucked up.
Yeah.
And Connor, you could have done, you settle down on the whiskey a little bit before you get up there in the seventh inning. Harry Carey was a professional drunk. I get the opinion that you're a convenient drunk, and there's a big difference. That's all I got to say. I'm moving on to the next thing. Hey everybody, it's that time in the show when I gotta let you know that www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, watch all the video, and listen to all the audio. Our entire media library is at tcbpodcast.com, so go there and check it out. Also, there's a ton of excitement about our new collectible sticker series. If you would like your collectible sticker, please go to tcbpodcast.com to find out more about how you can get that sticker, and you can send us your information right from the website. Remember, we will never sell your information or give it away to sponsors. It's simply so we can send you the sticker and communicate with you in the future. 661 best to yo. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo. That's 661-237-8296 is where you can text us if you'd like to leave us a message, give us show ideas, say hello, or ask us a question. You can also call that number and leave a voicemail at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break on YouTube. Please be kind and subscribe, like, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform, or like our videos and leave a comment on YouTube. We sure would appreciate it. www.tcbpodcast.com and 661-237-8296 is how you get a hold of us. Thanks, and now a word from our sponsors. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by DBS Alliance. I've told a lot of stories about when I was younger, I worked in the restaurant industry for many years. The restaurant industry is full of characters and oftentimes can be rough around the edges when it comes to drugs and alcohol, which can take its toll on your mental health. That's exactly what happened with a dear friend of mine that passed away just about a decade ago from suicide. He actually jumped off of a building, and I kept thinking to myself, and I keep thinking to myself, if I just had had the opportunity to sit down with this young man and have one more conversation, I know for a fact that I could have talked him out of jumping off that building. We were that close. DBS Alliance is trying to bring awareness to this fact. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. amongst all age groups. It's estimated that 1 in 5 Americans may deal with mental illness problems, and about 20.9 million Americans have a mood disorder. Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance provides free support groups, wellness tools, and inspirational stories to guide you on your path to holistic mental health wellness. My friend is not alone. On average, there are 130 suicides a day. Think about that, 130 people, and it's probably more during the pandemic. Middle-aged and older adults have a higher rate of suicide than adolescents and young adults, but it's a problem amongst all age groups and growing amongst younger children. Women are 1.4 times more likely to attempt suicide, and men are 3.6 times more likely to die by suicide. So how can we help? Well, there's a couple things that we can do. First of all, if you think something is off with one of your friends or family members, reach out and say something. If you feel like something is off with yourself, reach out and say something. And reach out to learn more about how you can start conversations about mental health and suicide in your community by visiting dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. That again, dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. I know a lot of us out there feel the same way. If we had just had one more opportunity to talk to that person, we might have saved our lives. This is your opportunity to start that conversation. dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. Thanks so much to DBS Alliance for being a sponsor of this program, and please reach out if you need help.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey, are your credit card bills piling up and those interest rates keeping you up at night?
That is strange that you ask, my friend Chrissy Hoadley, because Lightstream, a division of SunTrust, is actually a brand new sponsor of ours here on the commercial break. And by the way, yes, to answer your question, yes, credit card bills keep me up at night.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think, you know, during the pandemic, things were really crazy. Some people, you know, lost their jobs and needed to kind of supplement with credit cards. Now maybe they've got another job again and they're looking to kind of pay things down. And those interest rates make it so hard to do, really make any headway at 19, 20, 22%.
It's crazy. Some of my credit card rates start at like 13 or 14%. And I mean, I don't have 900 credit score, but I also don't have a bad credit score. And these fixed rates for people with excellent credit start at 4.98%, and the interest rate is fixed for the entire life of the loan, which is the best part about, in my opinion, that's the best part about it, because you never have to worry about fluctuating rates, or maybe, you know, you have a bad month and you pay a bill late, and then all of a sudden you're paying 5% more on your credit cards than you were before. LightStream knocks all that stuff away. It basically locks in your rate at very low rates. Now, I think we should also tell the listeners, this is not a payday loan. This is not for people who have checkered credit history. This is for people who have been financially responsible otherwise, and maybe hit a little bit of a rough spot during the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, you might have two or three credit cards that you've been kind of spacing things out, and now you're trying to pay one down, and you're paying minimum payments on the other, and it feels like you're spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere. So I think this is a great option as far as being able to consolidate everything into one place with one monthly payment.
I agree with you 100%. I do have to say that one of the things that causes so much stress in everyone's life is concerns about money. And yep. So I think the people at LightStream honestly are trying to help by offering these low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 so that you can get a little bit of relief, and specifically probably consolidating your credit card debt. The good people at LightStream are offering a discount to TCB listeners if you go to lightstream.com/TCB. That's lightstream.com/TCB. LightStream.com/TCB. And if you do that, you get a special rate discount because you're a TCB listener and because the people at LightStream are a sponsor of the show. So we encourage you to.
I'm already thinking about doing this.
I honestly am. We were talking to the people at LightStream, and we were both like,
"Huh, this is a great idea."
Yeah, does it count if we do it?
And it does.
Yeah. So the good people at LightStream are offering these locked-in, low-rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 for people with good credit or better. You can visit lightstream.com/TCB. That's LightStream.com/TCB for your special rate discount. We'd like to say thank you to LightStream.
Thank you. Okay.
I was digging down in the annals of the internet. As I do.
As you do.
And I found something very interesting that I came across. Back in the day, in the Army and the Navy and the Marines, one of the important things was to keep the boys, because it was just boys back then, we're talking about the 1940s, 50s, was to keep the boys free of the clap, basically. Okay. They don't want their dicks, you know, oozing green stuff and spreading that around the the camp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's nothing like like a fighting force full of gonorrhea to take you down a notch.
Yeah.
And we're about to go out there and, you know, kick Hitler's ass. So, or maybe not Hitler, maybe it's, I don't know, the Korean War or whatever war it is. But listen, here you get the point. The point is that, you know, we had to teach these young men coming right out of high school that if you're going to go have sex with Nancy, you know, you got to protect yourself.
Uh-huh.
And if you do have sex with Nancy and you don't know who she is, basically this is all based on the girl's reputation. If you're sleeping with easy girls, if you're sleeping with dirty girls, then you're going to get, you know, your dick's going to shrivel up and turn green, right? It's going to fall off. You're going to get gangrene of the scrotal area if you sleep with those dirty, slutty girls, right? So let's blame the women for everything.
Yeah.
So as was the thing to do back then. And maybe still in some circles, the thing to do now. But so they produced this movie that I found. And the movie, it's about 30 minutes long. I cut about 15 minutes of it because the ending of it is not that interesting. But it's about 15 minutes long. And it's not an actual PSA per se. It's really a movie with a plot and a storyline about, you know, getting the drip, basically.
Getting a VD.
So I call it Colonel Chlamydia is what I call this.
Colonel Chlamydia.
What I call this little montage here. Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
Yes.
Of course you
I
do.
I would.
Thank you. I appreciate you agreeing with me. Here we go. I'll walk you through it. So you can't see the scenes, so I'll walk you through. I'll do some of the scene setting as we go along. Okay. And like every other movie produced at this time, there is a lot of dead air between, you know, if somebody is walking to the bathroom, they literally show every step that they take to walk to the bathroom, as if the audience couldn't infer by "I'm going to go to the restroom" that she went to the restroom. Mm-hmm. They've got to show her actually walking into the restroom. It's crazy how life has changed in that manner. Yeah. Like things were just so, I don't know,
literal.
You really had to spell it out for people back then. It's like you couldn't pick that up by what she just said.
Hey, shut that door.
Okay, so here we are. We're on the
Shut that door.
Shut that door. Hey, kid. Dandy doodle dandy. Hey, dandy. Hey, you dandy. Go ahead and shut that door. You're letting all the flies in. A randy dandy do. So here we are. We're on the base. And here comes Colonel Chlamydia. Yeah, there's a door. Someone told him to close it. And there's another guy sweeping outside of the barracks.
Okay. Congratulate me, brother. Congratulate me.
What brought this on?
What do you think brought it on?
A furlough, but...
What do you think brought it on? I got the clap.
Is that what he means?
I had sex with more easy women. What do you think? Why does everyone talk like that back then?
I know they do.
I said, what do you think, Joe? I got a pack of smokes and an easy girl last night. Jeez. I mean, God, you couldn't guess all the first?
Buddy, a furlough. My first one. I've been waiting 6 months for it.
I've been waiting 6 months.
Ooh, a furlough.
Yeah, I think this is like an actor affectation. Do you think everybody talk like this?
No.
This is fancy talk. They call this fancy talk.
Hey, Brian.
Hey. Hey, how are you, Chrissy?
I'm good.
Guess what?
What?
I got a furlough.
Woo.
I had a dick shrivel.
Turns right.
I'm dripping from my anus. Serves you right. That was funny. Serves you right. Yes, it does. I've been sleeping with easy girls. Dirty girls.
Going down to the station tonight. Pick up my reservation for next Tuesday.
Lucky stiff.
Listen to that voice. Next Tuesday.
You lucky stiff.
You couldn't just say next Tuesday. You'd go next Tuesday. Why did you stretch out the O? The U. Next Tuesday.
I gotta wait 3 months before I can even put in. Going home?
Like a bat out of hell. Like an arrow from a bow.
Oh, you sound
like a car going fast. Like a baseball from a hand. Like a plane in the sky. How many more anecdotes do you want?
Like what did he say? The arrow from a what?
Oh, arrow from a bow.
From a bow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a poet. Listen, brother, I got something to go home for. Take a look at that.
It's called pussy. Oh, pussy.
Look at that.
Look at that. So now he's showing a picture of his girl.
Right, right.
Say, is that her?
You betcha, boy. The prettiest damn girl in Buxton County.
Oh, the prettiest, Buxton.
Prettiest girl on 3rd Street in South Kakalaki.
Nice.
She won Mrs. 3rd Street 7 years in a row.
Smart, too. She's going to be a librarian.
Oh. Whoa.
She's damned to a life of indentured slavitude.
I'm going to slap some glasses on her and put her in a matronly dress.
She's going to be a milkmaid. Smart girl. Got all the way up to 6th grade.
I know this baby doll's up for me. I'm going to marry her.
Has she got a sister?
Has she got a mom? Has she got a mother? Has she got a sister? That's creepy.
Listen, private first class, this is out of your league. PFCs can't travel in company like that.
Oh, yeah? Listen, Romeo.
Boy, oh boy, I can taste mom's baked Virginia ham.
Whoa.
What?
Boy, oh boy, I can taste the back of mom's knee. Like I lick it when I was a little kid, you know what I'm saying? The baked Virginia ham and the pickled salmon and the four-day-old bread and the jello pudding with the cat food in the middle of it. I can taste it all.
And cloves and sweet pickles and that nice, juicy, hot apricot pie.
Oh, cut it out, will you?
And stepping out every night with the one and only.
Go away, will you? You're killing me.
Oh, but it's a wonderful death. Hey, Roden, break it up. Get going.
Hey, you two assholes. What do you think this is, a movie? Stop gawking like a couple dandies and get on with work. I could smell the sweet Virginia pie with cloves and evergreen and... Christmas tree. Mom puts the best spices in that Virginia baked ham. Nothing like a little apricot pie. Nothing sounds more disgusting than an apricot pie. Apricot pie. Let's call it peach pie. I'm making everything sound so fancy.
Dream about it, PFC. Dream about Corporal Green in heaven.
Oh, Corporal Green. I don't mind if I do.
Corporal Green.
Okay, so now we're going to the train station to pick up his reservation, quote unquote, which I imagine is just picking up his ticket.
Okay.
And they're literally showing every step that he takes inside of that building. That's unbelievable. It really is. That is 30 seconds of him walking.
Thank you.
I want to pick up that reservation on the Limited for next Tuesday. The name's Green, Corporal John Green.
Green. Oh, yes, Green.
Are you related to this corporal?
I am.
Say your grandfather.
The name's PFC Brian Green. Can't get any of this fine tale. None of Buxton County's best.
It's out of your league.
It's way out of your league. Dream about it. Read it and weep. I'm here to pick up the reservation on the Limited. Oh, yeah, I've got it right here. Why do they always have it right there?
Yeah.
It's always right there.
I got it right here.
I've got it right here. I've been waiting on you. Oh, really? Is that just for the cameras, or did you actually have it waiting on me? I'm curious. Can you tell me? What about the actor who broke ranks? It just was like, did you really have it waiting on me? I don't know. It seems weird that I just walked up and then you had it waiting for me. You seem pretty busy.
Good times. I hadn't been for you, Corporal.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I just got the okay on my furlough this afternoon.
I've been waiting 5 or 6 hours for you to come and pick this up.
You've been waiting 5 or 6 hours for me. Say, listen, brother, my girl's been waiting 6 months.
For this G. I've been waiting 5 or 6 hours for you, literally standing right here with this in my hand, waiting for you. Well, listen, brother, I don't know what to tell you. My girl hasn't left the house in 6 months. I don't allow her to. Now, give me that ticket and shut your pie hole.
Apricot pie hole.
Yeah, apricot pie hole. Stuff a baked Virginia ham in your mouth and shut up. I'll bring you back some real fine mother's finest cookies. What do you think about some plum chocolate chip cookies? Made with real plums. How about some prune bird pudding? Mmm, delicious.
That's right. Hey, one.
Okay, thanks.
Can I get a berth in the Cleveland train tonight?
I haven't got a thing on that train, miss.
You haven't?
You haven't? Well, okay, now here comes Little Miss whoever she is, right?
Is she the girlfriend?
No, she's not the girlfriend. But okay. So now we've had this guy, he's picked up his ticket because okay. He's getting ready to go see his girl that he hasn't seen in 6 months. In yep. The same train station right behind him is a young lady who's looking for a ticket to go somewhere.
Well, are there any seats in the coach?
Sorry, that train is all Pullman. The first train through for Cleveland is 3 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Dear.
Just make yourself comfortable over there in one of our nice big easy chairs.
Can you imagine if that was today? Just make yourself comfortable in one of those bulletproof boxes over there. We'll try and make sure you don't get beaten or robbed in the time you're sitting here at the train station. Have you ever seen an Amtrak train lately? They're not in good shape. Just letting you know.
No.
Thanks.
Though I am really interested in going on a train ride.
Like they're a train, fun. Yeah. I went on one.
Yeah, like where you slept in it?
Yes. Yeah? We did a sleeper car, and it was when I was in 7th grade. My grandparents took us from Atlanta to Washington, D.C.
Oh, that sounds like
train.
Fun. That sounds like a lot of fun.
So much fun as a kid, too. It was awesome. We could see the whole, you know, countryside going by. We had the dinner cars.
Oh, man.
We did all kinds of fun stuff.
I would love to go on one of these.
It's
like,
a fun experience.
There's a couple of famous train tracks
here in the
States, like the ones that go through the Rockies.
Yes. I want to do that Canadian. Canadian Rocky thing. Yes.
Yeah.
I want to do that,
I'd
too.
I'd love to do that.
I'm dying to do
we
that.
We should do that for, like, the commercial break.
We should
actually go do, you know, because nothing... There's
yeah,
no
like Bob
better...
Dylan did when he went on his train
yeah,
tour.
Yeah, like Bob Dylan did.
It'll be the same. We'll have people coming out waving to us from the platform.
There is not a better place to record a podcast than a train.
Exactly.
Welcome to the commercial break!
That would be fun, though.
Excuse me, but I couldn't help overhearing about
Well, you're having to wait all night for another train.
Thanks, I'll be all right.
Lola, won't you want me to help you check that? If you fall asleep, somebody might steal it.
Don't you want me to take your bags and and have you? Sex with you? I mean, who does this?
I know.
Mom would be mad. I don't know.
You shouldn't bother.
Oh, I can't see a lady in distress, can I? Hey, tonight I love everybody.
Do you?
Sure. I just got an okay on a furlough starting next week. Been waiting 6 months for me. Boy, do I feel good.
Boy, do I feel good. Has nothing
I'm
to
ready
do with
to
that
go.
Amphetamine they gave me back at the barracks. They've been feeding us straight medical grade amphetamines for 6 months.
I feel great.
I feel great.
First furlough.
I got two
months.
Shots of morphine and an amphetamine pill this morning for breakfast. They ran out of food. No more baked Virginia ham. So we get amphetamines. BFC Green, nice to meet you. What a ridiculous premise. Like you see someone that did some girl that didn't get a ticket and you're like, oh, let me help you out with your bag.
Yeah.
I'll carry it around till 3 o'clock in the morning. What else I got to do? I just got furloughed on Tuesday.
I see.
Yes, sir. About a week from tonight, I'm going to be taking myself a nice hot bath in a tub. Then I'm going to sleep in a nice soft bed again.
And a pillow full of real chickens.
Don't they have soft beds in the army?
Are you kidding?
Oh, please let me pay for it.
Madam, it's a pleasure. Hey, what's your name?
Hey.
Anne?
What's your name?
Fine.
What's your name?
Hey. Sounds very predatory.
Does it really matter? Not really. Not that I really
picturing,
care.
Picturing like hot breath.
Oh my God,
in.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
I know, and she's like, 1940, what do I do? I've never left the house. My first interaction with something with a penis, I gotta go.
Johnny. Hey, look, Ann, I'm so happy I can't sit still. What do you say we celebrate a little, huh? You and me? You know, a couple of beers.
No, thank you.
What do you say we celebrate a couple beers?
A
roof and all? What you, come on. Come on with me. I'm so happy I can't sit still. I would be like, why do I give a shit? I'm trying to go to Cincinnati. I care about your furlough. Why are you trying to make it sound like I should care? Oh, come on. You're not going to let a boy celebrate by his own, are you? I guess not. Help. Help. Oh, he's a man. He'll take care of you. Don't worry about it.
I couldn't.
Oh, come on, be a sport. You got a long night ahead of you.
God, this guy's creepy. Oh,
God,
come on,
pressure,
be a sport.
Put the pressure on.
Yeah, I know. He's so creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe this movie should, instead of avoid chlamydia, should be called Stop Acting Like an Asshole.
Right. Yeah. Don't act like this.
BFC douchebag.
You don't want to wait all night in this joint, do you?
Well, I don't think I...
Actually, it sounds better.
Well...
Yeah, actually, it sounds better than going with you. I'll take my chances with the criminals.
The beer tastes a lot sweeter.
Check.
What do you say, huh? Oh, you're terrific.
If a girl has to, she didn't even say
you're
yes.
Terrific.
Yeah, she didn't even say yes.
I know.
Yeah, he's just like, ah, you're terrific. You're going to be easy to get into bed. I know it.
I thought he was going home to his girl.
Yeah, he is going home to his girl. But, you know, I got to plow one more dirty
girl. You feel so good.
Yeah, I feel so good. I'm on cloud nine. My dick's been stiff for days. Oh, you're not going to let a boy go home with boo balls, are you?
Oh,
come
God.
On. Celebrate a little bit with me. Do it for my girlfriend.
Right.
You're not going to help a man in distress?
Mm.
This is so creepy. This
is
teaching predatory behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't even say yes. He's just like, oh, that a sport. There you go.
I know,
go.
Yeah.
Come on with me. Don't worry about your clothes. You're not going to need them.
God.
And that beer's going to taste like... Like
beer?
Yeah, like beer.
Smoking, yeah. Drinking.
Smoking, drinking.
Lounging in the lounge.
Date raping, you know, it's all the things we love.
God.
Unbelievable.
Hope you don't think I'm in the habit of talking to strangers.
Oh, me a stranger? Hey, lady, I've known you for years.
Well, I hope you don't think I'm in the habit of attacking the strangers. I don't really give a fuck, to be honest with you.
I feel like I've done.
All that matters is that you're now here in my grasp. You have no clothes. There's no phone.
You got
you're
some
probably
beers?
Not even old enough to drink. Let's get some more beers. What do you say? Ah, it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna take your answer anyway.
Seriously, my friends would just about die if they thought I spoke to someone whom I've never been introduced to.
Yeah, do I know? You can't be too careful.
Can't be too careful.
I mean, you should watch out for guys like
this. There are some real assholes out there. But you lucked out tonight.
Pull them up?
Yeah, two more. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, let's have a rib shot this time. You know, straight bourbon.
Oh, I don't think
so. Straight bourbon.
God, they really eased into things.
Yeah. Let's get a couple beers and a bottle of bourbon. You drink most of it. I'll stay awake enough to have sex with you. This is produced by the Army, by the way. Produced by the Army, by the United States government.
Come on, this is no night for beer. This is a celebration. Two bourbons, Chief.
What do you say we have a little cocaine? This is no night to sleep. What do you think about a little China White? This is no night to stay sober. I got a furlough, and you're going to... Where are you going to again?
What's your name?
And what's your name? How old are you? What do I care? That's not the point of this movie.
You're a real sport. Yeah.
What do you say we get a Tina? And pass out on the floor, eyes rolling in the back of the head. Be a sport. Be a sport and do some heroin with PFC Green. Ah, be a sport and take some pure MDMA with me.
PFC Green.
What do you say we roll right into the next day?
Play cares? Through.
Yeah, I don't play on through. You don't need sleep. Sleep on the train if we make it. I'm not sure.
Where's your luggage again?
I didn't tell you I'd take you back. I just said come out for a beer with me. Where's your luggage again? We dropped it at the station. No, I just gave it to some random stranger. I couldn't see a girl in distress. I didn't want you carrying that bag the whole time. Don't worry about it.
PFC Green.
You can come home with me and I'll give you PFC Green has got you covered. You want some baked Virginia ham? You can come home with me and live in my basement. My girlfriend will love it. And you know what? If she doesn't, I don't give a shit anyway. It's not how the world works.
Corporal Green certainly likes to have his own way.
Who, me?
Hey, I want what you want. Lady, I'm your servant.
Well, why don't you ask me what I want?
Okay. What do you want?
I want you to take me back to the station. I want you to call the police. Well, razzle dazzle do. Play me another slow New Orleans jazz tune, because that says sex in these movies.
I'm expecting Mae West to like pop out.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl. Get out of there. Yeah. You're in trouble,
you're
young
right.
lady. I don't know what to do. They make everyone sound so like, yeah. Like she can't. And you know what? This is obviously we've come a long way since in some places at least we've come a long way since 1940. Ugh. But you can see how these attitudes like they reinforced.
They showed you what to do.
They showed you how to seduce a girl who's at the train station who just wants to hang out. And then you basically corral her into the bar.
Right.
And now
get
you're
her
like,
drunk.
You get her drunk. Tell her exactly what she wants to hear.
Yeah.
And then she'll sleep with you. Oh, and we have pills to fix that in case your dick gets dick gets sick.
Jesus. You haven't asked me to dance yet. Doesn't the corporal know how to dance?
Are you kidding? Lady, this dance is yours. And you better be good, too.
Russ, that's duty here. Out of booty. Jabba-dabba-doo-ba-doo. All right, this is for all you serial rapists out there. This one goes out to all the creepy men having non-consensual sex.
Da da da
da da da da. Rubba dabba dooba. I thought I'd leave this music in because I thought it was interesting.
Oh yeah.
What's that?
It goes with the theme.
I know. It's like anytime in these movies, they have a montage of the dancing, right? The dancing and the drinking.
And
yeah.
It's fast.
Yeah, it's like, fast. They're all just doing the clapper dance.
Yeah.
And their legs are moving all crazy. Right. Like, how do you do that? Looks like a cat on a piece of aluminum foil.
It does.
And everything is like all New Orleans jazz. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that was the music of the time.
What is that?
Oh, listen.
Wish you weren't going away. I could have a lot of fun with a kid like that around here.
This is him talking to himself. He's at the bar.
Oh.
He's got a new drink and a shot of bourbon, and he's sitting at the bar and he's talking to himself. Or his lips aren't moving. So what you're assuming is that he's
talking to himself. This is,
yeah, and you know they.
And he's saying, "I could have a lot of fun."
They do some really bad audio with this.
I could really have a lot of fun with a kid like this. Did I have asked how old she was? I did not. That's okay. There are no statutory rape laws in this time. What was her name again? Do you think I could get two girls to come home with me? I should probably.
Does she have a sister?
Who cares? I should probably think about Betty at home. No, she's never going to find out. There's no Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like,
yeah.
Who's going to know?
Let's have a drink here, Mike.
Oh, no. Come on, let's dance.
Now, she's different. Like the trash a guy runs into every day.
Not like the trash a guy runs into every day.
What?
He said, she's different. Not like the trash I run into every day.
Oh,
oh my God.
Jeez.
So shitty. United States government produced this. Just reminding everybody.
She's a clean kid. You can see that.
You can smell her. She's clean as a whistle. She smells like a bar of borax.
Oh, my God.
Straight out of one of those newfangled dishwashers.
I wonder if... Why not?
You've
been stuck around here for months. You could stand a little fun.
A little self rationalization.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder if I could just have sex with her.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Right.
You've been stuck around here for months, whacking your doodle. Go for it, Jim. What would Dad do? Yep, that's what Dad would do. He'd take her out back, have sex with her real quick. Ask her if she's got any cab money. And leave her at the bar stranded. That's what Dad would do. This is straight up predatory behavior.
It's awful.
Crazy.
It is awful.
But you better go easy. Remember, you're going home. This is no time to play around. Yeah, but she's clean. You can see that. Oh, you sure were lucky.
He sounds
really
so creepy.
Nice.
You've really stumbled onto something nice.
He's sure lucky.
It's like the precious, my precious.
I know. He puts the lotion in the basket.
You really stepped onto a nice piece of meat this time. She'll decompose faster than the last ones, that's for sure. I bet her arms will come off easier this time. She's a dandy little thing, isn't she? Oh, this is going to be fun, chopping her up one toe at a time. Oh,
oh, my God.
I'll probably get a promotion for this.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy.
It's so creepy.
Let me point out that at this part in the movie, she is now stumbling down the stairs back from the restroom. And they are showing her like kind of stumbling, like obviously, you know, an exaggerated drunk motion,
mm-hmm.
right?
Prettiest hair. So nice and soft.
It's going to go awesome on my new meat doll that I'm making back at the barracks. It's going to go perfect in a little box full of other people's hair.
The best skin.
Yeah. I don't like the hair.
Hair.
I mean, I tell Astrid, oh, your hair looks good, right? Yeah. But I'm never like, I love the way that your hair tastes. So delicious. Tastes like, is that Pert Plus? What is that?
Your face.
Yeah. Hair. You taste like botanicals. What is that? Herbal Essence. Mmm. Maybe it's Maybelline. I'm not really sure.
You say the nicest things. Did you miss me?
Miss you? Say, you've been away for months. Come on, let's dance.
What?
Oh, this is like such jargon. What are they talking about? Did you miss me in the 3.5 minutes since I went to the shitter? Oh, you've been away for months, child. Let's dance. Grind up against me. Yeah. I'm going crazy in my pantaloons.
Gosh, it's late.
Late? Well, you got hours and hours.
I think I better get back to the station.
I think you better shut your mouth, is what I think. Imagine this.
This is terrible.
God. This is why I pointed it out.
Because she even says, I need to get back.
And he says, no, you need to stay here, right? He doesn't say, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. But I just wanted to point this out on a non, you know, rapey thing. That back in the day, when you went to a bar, the band had a clarinet section. Not a clarinet, but a clarinet section. You had like 30 people on stage. Yeah. It's crazy.
Why? You got 3 hours yet.
Why?
Yeah, this day and age, a woman would be, because I said so. Yeah. I called an Uber, get away from me, creep. Yeah. But she's like, I don't know what to do.
I think we better go, Johnny.
Listen, don't worry, Ann. I'll get you there in time. The night's young.
I know, but...
Oh, baby, we only live once. Come on, let's get out of this joint and get some air, huh?
Let's get away from all these people.
Yeah, that can identify me later.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get away from all these prying eyes. Jeez. Come on, the night is young. Oh, it's getting late,
Johnny.
I mean,
in any movie, this would be like a death. A rape and death will happen to this girl.
Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly. Now, I mean, we don't, like, not every situation like this obviously ended up in rape, but this is just like a really exaggeratedly creepy situation.
Well, we know he
gets
gonorrhea, so there's sex involved.
Or do we? Wait and see.
Okay.
You
got a swell story.
That's really funny.
I thought it was a while the first time I heard it.
That's really funny. Can you take me home now, please?
I'm laughing at your jokes, but please.
So now what happens is they're in a park. They're on a bench. A police officer walks by.
Mm-hmm. The music.
Yeah. It's like we're on the French Riviera.
Got real romance in it. He knows what makes the world go around. Now, isn't this better than moping around that old boy? Why hang around a station when you can get a little nature?
Yes, I know, Johnny, but it's awfully late.
Really ought to relax.
God.
Hell, the fire's lighted. Let's get comfortable.
Oh, don't, Johnny. Let's not start.
Oh, look, I've been around. We like each other, don't we? Well, what's wrong with being nice, then? Gosh, there's a war on, honey. We gotta do everything a lot faster.
I know, but...
There's a war on.
We gotta do everything a lot faster.
There's a war on. You know what the president said. There's not enough men. You gotta have sex with whoever you find. It's just the way that it is, honey. I wish it wasn't like this, but it is. Call some of your friends. Tell them to come down to the park. We're gonna have ourselves a real old kind of government orgy. The kind that Uncle Sam would be proud about.
Oh, my God.
They had old posters that said, well, war is on. Screw who you see.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw everybody.
Go for it. Fast.
Quick. Accelerate courtship into 2 hours. Find a girl at the train station and bop her right there. There's fucking in the streets. It's absolute lunacy, but we're doing it for Uncle Sam.
That's right.
I wish it wasn't like this, honey, but it is. It's not me. It's the government.
It's the war.
It's the war. So stop asking to go home. Shut up and be a good girl. Oh, crazy.
Oh, my God.
I can't even imagine acting like this. I can't even imagine being this audacious. If someone said it was getting late, I would, like, have an Uber at the door. I'd be so nervous or embarrassed.
Even back before Ubers, you taxis or whatever. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is just awful.
It's pretty bad.
Coercion.
Girl has to have some self-respect.
Sure, I know, but this is different. By the first time I looked at you, sparks began to fly. That's important.
This is different. There's been a bottle of bourbon between us.
Yeah, this is different. We're drunk. Who cares about self-respect? Now, that part I can agree with. Self-respect goes right out the window the second you agreed to come with me, but I didn't agree to come. Oh, shut up and stop being such a pill. What's all this blibber-blabber about self-respect? The war is on. This is different. The war is on. But I don't want to have sex with you, but this is different. The war is on.
It happens just like that.
He's laying it on thick.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Are they kissing?
Yeah, they're kissing. They're making out. I mean, when I say kissing, it's like, you know, pecking.
Is he laughing?
Two people came behind them. Two guys were walking in the park, and they started laughing at the two that were making out.
Okay.
Well, maybe we ought to sell some tickets.
Now you're talking.
Finally, a good
idea. I've been looking for some extra money.
That's it.
Way to make some extra money.
I wanted to close down my OnlyFans a couple weeks ago. Let's sell tickets to the live show.
Perfect.
Thanks, Johnny. I'm a porn star. That's what I do.
Johnny?
Yeah, come on. Let's go someplace where we can get some privacy.
Yeah.
Under the bench. Yeah.
Where are they going to... By the way, I want to know where they went. Like, you don't see that, but where did they go? Can't go back to the barracks.
The one thing they didn't show you.
I know.
Walking.
The one thing they didn't show me is where exactly did they get the privacy to have sex?
They were in the park, and now they're in private.
Let's go in this old outhouse at Mr. Jones's place. Smells like shit, but it's a real fine place to have sex. But what about my self-respect? But the war is on.
War.
I know you want to have self-respect and all, but it's the war. What awful music to play behind this, too.
Well, it almost sounds like somewhere
over the rainbow.
Your dreams are lost.
You're a piece of me. You'll never be listened to by anybody. You're just a girl. So now they walk off. And that's
to a private space.
To a private space, wherever the private space is. But that's kind of like, that's what you see. You just see them kind of dwaddle off into the night.
Okay.
And then now comes the next morning, right?
Okay.
Now she's gone.
Hopefully she caught the train.
Yeah,
weren't they waiting on the
either.
Train?
Yeah. That was the whole fucking
point.
Yeah. The whole fucking point is that she was going to make it to the train.
Yeah.
Ah, don't worry about the train, honey. Walking's easier. So now he's back in the barracks.
He's already been on leave.
Yeah. No, he's back in the barracks. He hasn't gone on leave yet.
I don't know.
He goes on leave next Tuesday, by the way. That's where he's going to pick up his ticket. So there's some time.
It's late. I'll say. Where you been? All around. Had myself a time.
I had myself a time. I killed two women.
Oh, my God.
I had myself a time, picked up some little schnoozle over at the train station, took her back to the bar, refused to take her home, and then somehow we ended up having sex. I don't know. Can't remember a thing. The war is on. Hey, did any warring happen while I was gone? Any updates on the war while I was gone? No? Okay. It's peacetime, Johnny. We just defeated Hitler. Oh, well, go figure. I should probably call that girl back and give her self-respect.
What did you do? Don't tell me you...
I sure did, boy. Something nice, too. Real nice.
Jeez.
Fellas, has she got us? Say, did you take a pro?
No, I'm too tired.
Take a pro.
Take a pro. It's a pro. Like, I think what he means is an antibiotic.
Oh. Did he just say, no, I'm too tired?
Maybe he take a pro is maybe it's a condom. Like, yeah. I was too tired. Yeah, maybe it's a condom.
Pro was a condom.
Too tired to put the condom on.
Or never use that one antibiotic.
Before. Yeah, take a pro.
She was only a kid. Clean as a whistle.
Jeez. Even a whistle can get messy.
He was 12.
Can get messy. Me and my boyfriend been sticking whistles up each other's asses for months. It's actually quite pleasurable. I blow the whistle, the noise comes out of his mouth. It's amazing. Even a whistle gets messy. What does that mean? Have you ever had a messy whistle? No. I haven't.
No.
That's the stupid analysis. Yeah. That's bad writing. I mean, all of this is bad writing, but this is bad writing.
Will you stop worrying? Only a kid.
Stop worrying, is my dick not yours? Johnny, I'm worried about your penis. She's only a kid. She's nice and clean. That's just gross.
It's terrible.
1940 was a different time.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine
saying
this?
I feel bad for my grandmother.
Yeah. I just got myself a clean kid. Jeez. Had sex with her.
I wonder if she was a pistol. Firecracker. She had to go up against this talk.
Yeah. No wonder. I mean, honestly, I mean, my grandmother was a cracker, I think, from the moment she was born. But I mean, I can't imagine Astrid suffering any of this bullshit. Yeah, no. Or anybody I know, quite frankly. All the women I know are pretty strong.
Yes.
I wish she was staying around.
Oops, my dick's leaking. What's that?
Oops, I just heard a squeak in my cock. It's making a farting sound. I'm not entirely sure. Every time I go to pee, I hear... But it's not out of my ass. It's coming from my dick. Can you tell me what that is? Not?
It's not from the whistle. Yeah. It's not from the whistle.
You know the sound when you get nails on a chalkboard? Well, my dick is making that sound. I don't know. I don't know what happened, Doc. Sounds like a harmonica.
Johnny.
My dick hurts.
I'm sick.
Plumb in the middle of the night. What time is it? What's the matter? What the hell's eating you?
It's my dick. It's literally eating me alive. It's rotting from the outside in. It's crazy. I thought she was a clean girl. Come to find out, not true.
I got a dose.
You got dosed by acid?
You sure?
I got a dose. What a weird way of talking. I got a dose. A dose of chlamydia. Well, you shouldn't have taken that dose, Johnny. All right. I got a dose of a really strong LSD, and I imagined I had some girl at the train station.
Exactly. Meanwhile, I was fucking an animal.
I can't remember. Meanwhile, I got all this sheep fur on my pubes. I'm not sure. Either way, I killed it at the end. I don't know what happened. All I wanted was Mom to bake Virginia ham, and here I am with sheep fur on my cock.
And a dog.
And a dead sheep outside the barracks. It's really strange. It's the war.
It's the war.
The war is on. Who cares?
I got a fine dose. You better go over to the dispensary.
The dispensary?
You better go hit up the dispensary.
And get some of that purple nurple. Some of that sticky icky.
Sticky icky.
That'll cure you right
up. Those little gummies are delicious.
Get some gummies and some sticky icky and you sweat it out for a couple nights. You'll be okay.
Go to the outhouse. Yeah. Pour some hot water down in there and get your self-esteem.
If your eyes turn yellow, it says here to gouge them out. That's what it says in the medical book. I'm just telling you what it says, Johnny. Don't worry about it. You'll be blind, dumb, and deaf in no time. But at least if you go to the dispensary, you get some of that greeny weenie they've been talking about. At least if you go to the dispensary, you can be fully embarrassed in front of everybody.
Furlough starts tomorrow. So,
little, you ought to go over there right away. Maybe it's nothing at all.
Yeah, maybe it's nothing.
Maybe it's just that my cock started smelling like rotten eggs. Maybe
God.
This anal leakage has been happening all along, and I just started noticing it yesterday.
I was feeling so good from those amphetamines. Yeah. I didn't even notice this.
I was doing push-ups, and I didn't notice the green ooze coming out of my penis. Someone asked me if I farted. I said, no, that's my dick. It smells really bad. But then again, I haven't had a bath in 6 months, so.
Gotta get that furlough.
So I could get home and give this to Jenny.
Yeah, I know. The best girl in town.
If I could just give it to Jenny, then I won't have it anymore. She's the best girl passes. In all of Buxton County.
It just passes.
It just moves from one person to the other. She can deal with it better. The war is on. We don't need women.
Well, Corporal? Test shows gonorrhea.
Mm. Ah, that's a bad one. You don't want that. You don't want gonorrhea.
Mm.
Take it from someone who...
I was about to say, what happens?
I don't. You get like an oozy dick. But the gonorrhea can actually go to your brain.
Oh,
like that's
right.
The problem.
Make you go crazy?
Yeah, if it's left untreated.
Well, that was syphilis too.
Yeah, I think all of them. I'm just making shit up now.
What? Yes, I know. Can only happen to the other guy. Can never happen to you. Sit down.
Let me make you feel worse about it, Jimmy. Sit down.
That asshole, anyways.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But I could have sworn she was all right. She was
just
so young.
Just by looking at her.
So clean.
She was so young, so clean. Just by looking at her, I could tell.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe they're talking about the poor girl.
Yeah, listen, it gets a little medical after this, and I'm not entirely sure that that's all that funny. I mean, okay. I have like four more minutes of it left, but I've listened to it, and I'm not sure it's all that funny, so let's just leave it at that.
It's
okay.
It's the war.
It's the war. The war is on. Who gives a shit? Gives a shit if it's funny or not. Let's listen to it. Oh, my headset. It keeps going. I got to get a new headset. Aw, that's a bummer. Anyway, TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Chrissy and I. Find all the show notes. Watch all the video. Listen to all the audio. All from one location, TCBpodcast.com, if you would, at the commercial break
the
on
new
Instagram.
Website. The looks amazing, too. Thank you to Astrid.
Website. Thank you, Astrid. We love you. We appreciate it. She's always on top of the ball. Didn't even ask her to do it. She just did it.
Yep.
So it looks beautiful. It acts beautiful. And you can get your TCB collectible sticker from that website. Just go to the button that says get your sticker. It's right there. You can't miss it. And all you have to do is be pictured with one of the products or services our sponsors are pitching, and or rate and review on your favorite podcast platform. Additionally, you can text us or leave us a message on 661-BEST, the number 2-YO. Best 2-YO, 661-BEST, the number 2-YO. Please contact us. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know if you have any great show ideas, and we'll send you some merch. That's how it goes. That's what we do here at the commercial break. Okay, now, what else do I got? I said podcast, tcbpodcast.com. I said 661-BEST-TO. I told them about the stickers.
Yes.
We've all got chlamydia now.
We do.
I feel like I got ear chlamydia just listening to that. That was the rapiest thing I've ever heard
Jeez,
in my entire
so
life.
Terrible, but it's a good lesson
it's
of
a good
what...
lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do...
Don't do that.
What PC Green, PSC Green was doing that. Don't do that!
Don't do
you
that.
You got a furlough next Tuesday.
Even if it's the war.
Even if the war is on. Okay, yeah. Here's how it goes. What else can I do today?
That's it.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you,
and
Ryan.
Best to you out there in our podcast universe. Until next time, we must say bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.